Community Signs. There is a bird box located directly above this sign. The front of the box features a door that can be opened by lifting the handle. Inside is a life-size replica of an eastern bluebird. Mass Audubon participates in Nest Watch, which is led by Cornell University. For this community science initiative, trained staff and volunteers identify bird species using the nest boxes and then count and track how many of the eggs produce young that survive to adulthood. Eastern bluebirds are one of the species we monitor. As an insectivore, an animal that feeds on insects, eastern bluebirds provide a particularly important data set to help scientists understand the dynamics of their ecosystem. They sound like this. Community science projects are one of the ways in which habitat restoration efforts can leverage partnerships with other organizations, groups, and community members. Nest Watch tracks the status and trends within nesting bird populations throughout the country, providing data that help scientists understand more about the reproductive biology of birds. Mass Audubon staff and our associated partners similarly track data associated with the Tidmarsh restoration efforts. One of our partners, Living Observatory, provides opportunities for the public to see these data and any trends in real time on their website. Every partner who participates in our restoration efforts has an important role to play. Scientists, property workers, educators, office staff, and our numerous volunteers. Without these partnerships and the skills of these partners, a project of Tidmarsh's magnitude simply wouldn't be possible. We are so appreciative of those who have made this restoration effort a reality. There is a large multi-use seating area approximately 6 feet away on the right side of the trail with two separate benches and a large glacial erratic in between them. To continue, follow the rope guide on your left to reach the next spherical bead 125 feet away.